actually time now, and maybe we don't want to go so much into colors, but in home. So would you share your holy meditation, or one of your holy meditations?
What is she saying?
Please share one of your holy meditations, this holy time.
Holy meditations. Well, I have written a bunch of holy meditations based on songs from our Padakartas, like Ganadas and stuff, and are publishing some on my Facebook right now. But the one that comes to mind, what I think about, because when you think of holy meditation, you think of your role there, your seva there. So I see holy going on, because at this time of the year, Radharani lives 3 months from Magh Shukla Panchami. It's called Vasant Panchami. So from Magh Mas, Phagun Mas, and Chaitra Mas till Chaitra Purnima, or maybe a little after, Radharani is in Barsana. So my holy is going on in Gabhirvan. And those little narrow footpaths. And it's a gopis, the gopis from Nandagram, and the gopis. And I'm with the gopis. And we came ahead of time, and because we know there's a certain place where we meet on that footpath coming down from Dan Bihari Temple. After the Laraliji's palace, there's Dan Bihari Temple, then goes over to Mankutir. You know, goes down like that. So the road goes down there. There's very narrow. So the mandris and gopis already gone there with big, big golden pots, all different colors, and huge pitchkaris. So we're just waiting. We're all mandris are there waiting. I'm there. I have a big pot. I have 10 pitchkaris, and they're all filled. And Radharani's going to come, and the gopis are going to come from the other side, and they're going to get to that point because gopas are coming from Nandagram, so all their weapons are on their back, their powders and liquids and everything. We're local, so we've got these big vats of colors, and so they're going to get smashed. So I meditate, and I'm there, furiously refilling pitchkaris and handing to Radharani. And she's standing there on that footpath. I'm on the side of the footpath, and she's just repeatedly spraying Krishna and the cowboys. That's one meditation. There's so many, but I like this one because I like that little strip of Gabhirvan after coming from Laraliji's palace to Mankutir. You know, Gabhirvan goes down there. There's a high road and a low road. The low road, the high road goes on top of the rocks, more straight. The low road goes more in the trees.
Then Sankrikor will come that path.
No, that's on the other side. Sankarikor is the other side. The other side of the Prakumar. That's far away.
One road goes down and then steps will come to go to Mankutir. It's down.
Well, I'm going the other way around. I'm going backwards on the Prakumar from Radharani's palace.
Radharani's palace?
You're going clockwise. You're going on Prakumar. You come through the town, then you come out of the town. There's a police station on the left, little narrow streets, then it starts to open up and there's some trees, and you see the rocks, and you see the left-hand side, more Kutira, more Kutira. Then it comes around like that. That's where Sankarikor is.
Yes, where is this Gabhirvan,
that
narrow path you're telling me
where it is? Gabhirvan is you go by Chitsoli, and then you cross the steps, and there's a road goes up. The steps go up to Mankutir.
Ah, yes.
But if you go right, then there's a little path that goes to down, up the hill, goes down, it goes down, up like that. That path, up in there, in the valley. It's a little secluded area there. So no, like because there, no one can see very much. You know, if anybody comes, mother, father comes, or whatever. Sees Radharani going wild with color all crazy. Kirtita might get worried, you know. Radharani's totally drenched. It's different colors. What's your meditation?
I need to think. Come on.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that one. I was just thinking that this morning, actually. It's funny you should ask me. Nice question.